VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Ming Jane. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hey VoiceTubers, do you have any secrets? Things that you don't want to tell others, even your lovers? We used to believe that being in a relationship means that we need to be honest with each other, like there's no room for any secrets. But is that true? Is telling everything to your partner good for your relationships? I'm going to share my thoughts about this before we end the show. Check out this video after our show, and you will find out the answers from the experts in the video. And now, let's take a look at today's sentence first. The notion that if two people properly love one another, then they must always tell each other the truth about everything. 那就是如果两个人真心相爱，就得毫无保留地把所有的事情告诉彼此。首先我们看到 notion 这个字，这里的 o 我们要发 o 的音， t-o-o-n 则是念作 shen， 念作 notion， notion。 那接着我们看到 properly 这个字，这里的 o 我们要发 r 的音，念作 pra， pra。 那接着后面的 er 则是念作 er， 最后再带上 ly， 念作 properly， properly。 接着我们看到 thatMust and about 这三个字，它们都是 T 结尾，但是在句子中我们可以省略这个 T， 念作 that if must always and about everything。那最后我们来看连音的部分 ，each other 我们可以做连音，念作 each other， each other。那接着是 truth about 也可以做连音，念作 truth about， truth about。那最后我们再来念一次句子。The notion that if two people properly love one another, then they must always tell each other the truth about everything. OK, 那接着进入到今天的第一个单字叫做 notion, 它是一个名词，意思是观念或是看法。那它的同义词呢，就是 idea。那我们看一下例句。The royalty had no notion of how poor the civilians were. 皇室并不了解平民有多贫穷。那句子中的 royalty 是皇室， civilians 则是平民。那接着观念看法除了可以讲作 notion 之外，还有别的讲法叫做 concept， 它一样也是个名词。那它的例句则是长这样。I still don't understand his concept of his design. 我还是不了解他的设计理念。接着我们看到第二个单字叫做 properly， 它是一个副词，意思是正确的、合适的。比如说像这样 ，You should wear your clothes properly on different occasions. Suits for an interview and dresses for weddings. 在不同场合要穿合适的衣服，面试要穿套装，婚礼则是穿礼服。那 occasions 就是场合的意思。那 properly 有一个很常用的 idiom， 叫做 properly speaking， 意思是实际上或者是严格来说。那你可以把它想成就是 really 的意思。那我们来看一下例句。Well, properly speaking, it's not the best solution to the problem. 严格来说，这不是问题最好的解决方法。那接着我们看到最后一个单字叫做 one another， 好，它其实是一个代名词，意思是互相。那它跟 each other 是一样的意思，只是是另一种讲法。那我们来看一下句子 ：My mom always told me and my brother to take care of one another。我妈妈总是告诉我和我弟弟要互相照顾，所以 one another 就是代替。Me and my brother， 所以他们是代名词。那你可以把 one another 换成 each other， 也是一模一样的意思。All right, that's all for today. You know, my friend told me that she used to be really honest to her ex, Like she always told him everything that happened to her and what she thought. But when they broke up, things just got nasty. He started to tell others about her secrets and stuff. It was definitely a bad experience for her. So maybe it's not always good to be honest. Maybe sometimes having some secrets or white lies is good. Well, what do you guys think? Leave a comment below with your recordings and see ya. Bye.